This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Danny Cunningham, 720. We might have to give like a play-by-play recount, like Morse code back in the day, because I did not know. I was doing the preview show for the draft, and I was in my office doing it on the radio, and I looked at social media because we had the Andrew Berry interview, and that was taped earlier with Nathan. We had the Andrew Berry interview, and I look at my computer, and it's like a bunch of people complaining that it's blacked out. And I switched over to NBA TV, and sure as hell, it was blacked out. Now, I'm a regular cable subscriber. I know, congratulations on all my success. I didn't realize they'd black it out. And there were people, you got to explain this, there were people who had the apps, and they were blacked out some way, somehow. Are there people who had the Bally's app, and they were blacked out?
Supposedly, it had their cable location, their geo-tracking confused as if they weren't in Cleveland, and so they were in other places. So you can't watch Bally's, you know, Great Lakes. Is that what it's called here? You can't watch that.
One of the two. Oh, this one's Bally's, Ohio.
Bally's, Ohio. You can't see that if you're in Detroit. So your only chance then would be NBA TV. But if you don't have NBA TV because you don't have real cable, I don't know how it works. It just seems like a lot of people were missing out on it entirely.
But I have real cable.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at like 6:45, I clicked over to NBA TV, and it was like the pregame show, whatever. And then I clicked over somewhere else, and I clicked over to Bally, and I didn't even think twice about it. And then I looked, and I said, what the hell is this? And I clicked back over to NBA TV, and it was blacked out on mine. Says, this is a restricted area. You can't watch this, that, and the other. But I don't understand people who had the, like, I want to make this clear. I think I saw people saying they had the app and they were somehow blacked out when they had the app. I mean, you got to explain this to me like I'm a bewildered, angry Cavs fan who can't watch their
now,
game.
Now, were they blacked out on the NBA TV feed, which had different broadcasters, or the Bally's feed, which had our normal local John
it
Michael?
Seems that they were, it seems like they
Brad
were there.
Doherty.
And there were people who were not cable subscribers who said that they were blacked out.
Right.
And then there were people who said they had Fubo. So I have somebody here who says that they have Fubo and they were able to watch it. But I know for a fact there were people who said they had Fubo and they were not able to watch that game last night.
I've never gotten so many texts
that is a miss
about a big game that our area would care about. And they were like, hey, are you even getting the game? Because I'm not getting the game. I got a bunch of those texts last night.
You can't.
I guess I took it for granted. I just have cable, so
it's a playoff game, man.
I saw
you can't
people,
do this.
Influencers making screaming videos, and I understand the frustration. But like we know, me and you know, we have to be able to have every game available to us.
Yeah,
right. So that's why we get cable. I don't know what to tell people who somehow, some way, unless there was a legitimate mistake made, did people think they were going to be able to get NBA TV?
It is the internet. You can't fix that type of mistake quickly.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just a solid bleep you to anybody
cable,
for the night.
You're talking about people that have cable or no?
Either way, because there's definitely been people. I'm looking at people who, I mean, there were people who just, I don't know, maybe they were looking for something to complain about. But I think I'm looking at people who, by and large, have any one of these apps for the specific purpose of watching the Cavs, and they weren't able to do that last night. I mean, some people might have been complaining, fine, whatever. I can't sit there and go inside their basements and find out whether or not they're telling the truth, but I'm picking up the sense that the vast majority of these folks have Fubo or the Bally's app or something. And the biggest problem was they were cord cutters and somehow their VPN. You mentioned working with a VPN to try to jailbreak and get past it. I mean, Tone, I have no idea.
To make it seem like you're not watching from Cleveland, Ohio, and therefore the blackout wouldn't exist.
Because I said, I go, I can't believe this is blacked.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And there were people from Western Pennsylvania tweeting, and they said, like, I live in, like, there, one woman said she lives in Western PA, right outside of Pittsburgh. They claim that is an NBA market of Cleveland. You're not able to watch the game.
So, yeah, you wouldn't get it on NBA TV, and also you wouldn't get it on your local Bally's because
we own part of Pittsburgh. Yeah, we own part of Pittsburgh. There you go. Boom.
Yeah,
that
I'm confused.
Unacceptable.
I wonder if the Cavs.
It's unacceptable.
I wonder if the Cavs. Do they owe an explanation on this too? Because obviously it's up to the Cavs to truly educate people on, you know, what the accessibility is going to be and what their distribution is going to be. I would love to hear from the Cavs about Thursday to make sure this doesn't happen again.
I know, but at the same time,
hold on. What are the ways that the people that are screaming and upset that didn't get a playoff game, you should always have access to playoff games. How are they going to be able to get Thursday night? Because it's the same situation.
216-474-0092. Like, I agree with you. I do agree with you. I do also think that it's professional sports. They should be able to turn on the TV and turn on the game. For the playoffs.
For the playoffs,
I mean, for
yeah.
the love of God. Shane and Lyndhurst, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
So, I pay for the Bally's app, which, granted, is $20 a month, which is more expensive than Hulu, Netflix, Peacock, you name it. And I couldn't even get the thing to work.
So what do you mean it was not working? Like it was available and was buffering? It was lagging? What was happening?
It was just buffering. I tried it on my Xbox. I tried it on one TV, another TV. Couldn't get it to work. I mean, I did watch the game. I had to be Captain Jack Sparrow last night, which is just ridiculous. I mean, that's
You're drinking
I
rum all night?
Dragons
that's not a blackout
well.
On Bally's, though. That's not being able to get it to buffer, right?
Well, either way, now, were you the only person who had a problem with the app?
Oh, I have a problem with the app almost every game. It's insane. I mean, if you look on X, whatever it's called, you'll see people complaining about it.
Okay. Well, see, now I'm getting – see, this is confusing here. Okay. So were there a lot of people who had buffering issues? And, Shane, thank you very much for the call.
So all the blackouts I'm seeing is NBA TV blackouts,
okay.
which is a – separate broadcast.
So this is a separate issue now that people are saying they had a problem with the app that it just kept buffering
so
and
NBA
you weren't
TV
able to watch.
Blacked it out. Bally's apparently just sucks.
Well, and we also talked about this yesterday with NBA TV. Because
that's what
I'm
reading.
We talked about this yesterday, NBA TV, because we were wondering if the blackouts that existed in the regular season were going to exist in the playoffs. Apparently it did.
Yeah.
That is something I didn't know. I did not know that was going to be the
same
way.
And that's one of those things, even when you buy these... When you buy a Sunday ticket, right? They don't show the Browns version on the Sunday ticket channel. You still have to watch it on the local channel. You still have to watch it on 19 or whatever it's on.
Real quick, Aaron in Bedford. Aaron, hello.
Yeah, I was able to watch the game last night. I got the Bally's up on my phone, so I was able to cast it to my TV. Now, it did buffer, though, sometimes, but I was able to watch the whole game pretty much.
So apparently what I'm getting here, Aaron, thank you very much for the call. So you had maybe was it overloaded?
Because
was
Bally's is the local rights holder.
That is bad.
That's just bad customer service, guys.
That is really bad. I just wonder, and I'd love to hear from the Cavs, tell us what to tell the people about Thursday. Because if this is the case, I mean, you have a team that's
up
2 games to nothing.
Well, you're the one who has their number over there. I mean, they don't want to text me, so you get on your phone over there and talk to some
of these
folks.
Think about it. You're up 2 games to nothing. You want to celebrate this. This is a big deal. I mean, the chance, how many non-LeBron Cavs sweeps have we ever seen? We'll look it up.
It has to be years, if ever.
But this is a huge occasion. And if fans feel like they are getting locked out, Like, that is just for anybody.
For some folks, it'll be depending on what you do in this offseason. Like, remember, it's a big offseason. So, like, if I hate to say it, but if certain people go like that, it's very easy to tune you out then. It really is. 216-474-0092. We'll get to some of you guys. We got Danny Cunningham coming up at 7:20 this morning. So we'll have an account of him and what the Cavs plan to do as they hit the road for Game 3 in Orlando. And the series is going so well, we can't help but reevaluate the past. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on that free Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.